Thank you. I think as most people are aware, it's been quite a storm in Washington, D.C. the last 7 months. You know, and to be quite forward, coming out of the business sector directly into Congress, it's been actually quite frustrating for me to see what's happening in our nation's capital. You know, there's not a lot of work being done. It's more of a political gaming versus fixing what's wrong with the country. And that, to me, that's one of the frustrating things. I can tell you, one of the most interesting hearings I was in was with Ms. Jackson from the EPA. And it was quite interesting because she was getting beat up from both sides, Democrats and Republicans alike, in reference to the ag issues. And, you know, I was sitting there and I started to feel sorry for her. And then, of course, I remembered that she was with the EPA. So, but, you know, there's a lot of things going on. And the thing that I look at when I talk to the farmers throughout the district of the 17th is that, you know, that they'll tell you, leave your hands off our crop insurance. You know, go ahead and take a look at doing some changes here and there. And, you know, with the super committee that's been put together, I find it interesting because I believe that it truly did come together with good intentions. But my fear is that what will happen is it will become political and it won't accomplish what we set out for it to originally accomplish. But with the 2012 Farm Bill coming up, I think it's going to be quite interesting because some of the reading that I did this morning, for example, just said that the Ag Committee needs to get together and come up with suggestions to this super committee, because if we don't, what will happen is they will come in and they will just go after dollar amounts without really truly looking at where appropriate cuts would get made when it comes to ag. So, I think I would rather just kind of open things up. You know, one of the things I got notified today that I been selected to go on the Small Business Committee. So I'm on the House Armed Services Committee, the Ag Committee, and then Small Business Committee, which I took the Small Business because it's also the subcommittee I'll be sitting on there is Ag also. So to tie in with me sitting on Ag. So it's a lot of Ag, but I have learned a lot in the last 6 months anyway. Yeah, the question is, with this being an election year, will this not be put off until 2013? And I think that's a good possibility. You know, one of the things that I find very frustrating is that, you know, whether it's fixing Medicare or really fixing the country as a whole because of the spending that's going on, a lot of things have turned more into how do we get reelected versus fixing true problems. And I, you know, for example, with Medicare is going broke in 2020 or 2024, and some people choose to bury their heads in the sand and allow it to go broke. And leadership, when we came out with the Medicare situation, they wanted to back off because it was being demagogued by some folks out there. And I told them, I said, you know, we need to fix this problem. You know, and I'm not going to back off because I've got kids and grandkids that are going to be dependent upon it. But I think that's one of the problems our country has is, and what we truly need to do is we need to get beyond the D and the R stuff and the independent folks is we need to get back to red, white, and blue. And even though there's tough decisions out there, you know, we need to make those tough decisions to get our country turned around. And hopefully that's what ends up happening over the next few months, actually the next year and a half. I think the biggest thing that everything on the Farm Bill is on the table, but I do believe definitely that the crop insurance, the safety nets, you know, have to be left in play like that. You know, here's the deal. I mean, if you look at what's going on across the country today, you know, with droughts in certain places, if our farmers didn't have the safety net with the crop insurance, you know, eventually somebody pays for that. Down the road, and it's usually the consumer. So I think that the number one thing that I hear from the farmer themselves is, you know, don't touch the crop insurance. That's something, you know, if you want to tinker around with things, other things besides crop insurance, we're willing to take a look. But and that's why it's important that we put that out to the Super 12 folks before they decide that they're going to make their own cuts and cut something that is vitally important to our farmer's success. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, and that's the thing that a lot of folks that aren't in the farming industry, they don't realize that along with the increased prices, also the inputs go up drastically. And on the way down here, I was talking about we were talking about some land that had been purchased, and the guy said, you know, back when I was a kid, this land was $1,000 per acre. It just sold for $9,800. You know, it's like, you know, so that's what we're dealing with, a lot of that. So I think the key thing is the farmers, you know, the farmers are, first off, is they're good stewards of the land. You know, they want to pass on better to their kids and their grandkids than what they received. That's very clear with them. You know, and they, you know, of course, they want to make a little bit of money. I mean, that's right, that they should be able to, you know, here in the United States of America, we continue villainizing making a profit. You know, and I always refer it back to my restaurant in Moline, Illinois, for me to make a pizza, make a couple bucks, to raise my kids, buy a house and a car, and send my boys and girls off to college. It's okay. And that's what's made America great.